Welcome back to the weekly news roundup. I hope everybody had yourselves a wonderful and merry Christmas and are looking forward to a happy new year. I am still not entirely back. We came back for the weekly news roundup on the fairly short week that's in between Christmas, although it's still going to be longer than I thought it'd be. So curious. I will be taking a few more days off, going down and running through the swamps of southern Florida before meandering my way back up and getting back to regular video content. So don't expect anything over the weekend or up until I think Monday. I'm definitely out as well. We will either have a new video Tuesday or Wednesday. Not sure exactly which day we are going to get officially back. So there is that. I hope that you guys all had a wonderful time. You found a razor. I found a razor. Hey, you haven't been in here for a while, man. I shaved off like a month ago. What was it? I think it was the week after Halloween, I believe. So anyway, welcome back. Yes, I did find a razor. In fact, I shaved again last night, in fact. Isn't that great? I was going to shave yesterday morning, but my razor died, so oh well. Anyway, let's see. We got 24 watching on ZTubies. We got Ivan's on. Greetings. The Banhammer is here. No one says hello. Who said that? No one did. Oh, bad. All right, War Thunder, greetings. I had a Merry Christmas. We were hanging out at a campground with four people out there, and we had a Christmas Eve fire with weekend camper from Florida who came from the Bronx and from a crazy hippie commune person. She was a very nice lady. I don't want to say crazy in the bad way. I'm saying, just a person that lives a seriously alternative lifestyle. Never wears shoes. It was very fun. It was a very fun camping trip. Very interesting people sometimes you meet when you're living on the road. We had a wonderful Christmas together, three strangers hanging out over a fire all night on Christmas Eve. It was really fun. You should try it sometime. Anyway, every story is new. No conversations or repeats. It was great. But it was really fun. Anyway, Tunisa's did the cooking this time, making seafood gumbo for Christmas. I'm saying it's never happening again. Glad I had work off yesterday to recover. Uh-oh. Love Christmas, but you're glad it is over. Let's see. Hello, Night of Light is on as well. Greetings. Let's see. How's it going? Let's see. Good note. You found a nice deal on eBay for an AMD RX 560 8GB GPU. Very nice. Very cool indeed. Very cool indeed. I'll keep a lookout for that email if I can find it. Let's see. In between three computers and four screens right now. Yes. Two real computers, one Chromebook, and two 42-inch TVs for your displays. Have bad eyes. Sad, but these days I only use my powerhouse PC for only Minecraft. Uh-oh. Back on my secondary laptop after a Manjaro update messed up the custom color scheme I had set. Not sure I want to go Manjaro GNOME again on it or Solus Budgie on it. I don't know. Mostly used for mine editing and gaming. Nothing wrong with that at all. Yep, there you go. Do use your computer for what you want to use it for, but preferably run it on Linux. I mean, come on. Let's see. Kai Trumpeted, I guess. I don't know what that name is. Greetings from Y. Hi, Y. All right. Why? Oh, why? All right. Anyway, like Manjaro GNOME, but that one just has a little issue on one machine. See, yes, I did find a razor indeed. Crawled back to Debian for daily drive and have Manjaro on a dual boot. There you go. Watching from Commie Canada. Well, hey, your comedy leader might be out here soon. Shaved that way he doesn't get mistaken for Florida man. That is true. That is true. Let's see. I'm in Hawaii. Life is slower here. There you go. See? So you watched the show just last night. Last night was a while ago because it's so slow. Nina Heidi, greetings. Going to be interesting. Wonder what kind of security tips you have. I personally added some to their list. Hopefully I remember to put them in when I get there. I need to work on, maybe we'll add show notes into the new year. I don't know. My brain is getting old, man. I can't remember everything I wanted to say at all times. I don't know. Only my Linux Mint Live Boot USB in my hand. Less information gets you there. Hello, KO2610. Your number has been called. Meg M, personally run like Endeavor or Arch. Yeah, I'm running Endeavor on my media PC. 33 watching on ZTubies. We have 8 watching on Odyssey. Where everyone Odyssey'd us. Of course, it's just me and Ivan over there right now. That's all I'm seeing. We got 12 over there on Rumble. Okay, Kick is there. Greetings to you. Dan Kelly is there. Hello. I hope you had a, let's see, well, I did talk to you last night. So, yes, I know you had a happy Merry Christmas. All right. Sausage fingers trying to eat at the same time. Doesn't work well together. I mean, it's like sausage fingers, you're hitting the wrong key, or sausage fingers, you have sausage on your fingers. I mean, sausage fingers could mean a number of things when you're eating while typing. I don't know. Came to influenza A. Don't feel good. Oh, man. Get well, man. England checking in. Not to disappoint, Tom. This Brit doesn't drink a cup of tea, man. All right. Well, I have a cup of coffee, man. But I'm still, every time you tell me you're from England, I'm going to tell you what type of tea I'm drinking if I'm drinking tea. But today, it is my second cup of coffee. I've only had one of those today. And I had a sugar coma halfway through. I met one of the fellow supporters along the journey of life today, and we had Cheesecake Factory. It was good, and my pancreas is still mad at me. Anyway, let's see. AG Men, greetings. Happy New Year. Yep. Blunga LNDE6 tonight for Rhino. What? Blasphemy. All right, go for it. Let me know after the show. Test it first, unless, of course, it's already done. Yeah, definitely test it. Throwing caution to the wind. Unicorn Desktop, Codium et al. There you go. All right, let's go ahead and dive on into the news. Last week, I said I was trying to get a shorter news. That ended up being one of the longest news as we did. That's why I never cut it. I never cut it, never edit it, because it's like, okay, this is going to take another extra hour to edit, and I just don't have power for that. And so, kind of weird. Anyway, hopefully tonight will be shorter. I don't see it being a super long news show. It is in between Christmas, yet we still have a lot of articles. Kind of weird. Let's go ahead, though, and get on into it. Welcome back to the weekly news roundup. This is the last weekly news roundup of 2024. Right in between Christmas and the New Year's. So I hope you guys had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So we are going to dive on into our news today. We have our standard sections. We have privacy, security, AI, business, and wrap up with a little bit of Sillyville. A lot of these, not a whole lot of journalist reporting, a lot more opinion pieces or things like that this week, but that's okay. We're going to go ahead and dive on. Of course, you can catch the show live Fridays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but let's go ahead and dive on. First, we have this VPN used for VR game cheat sells access to your home network instead. Whoops. This is one of the challenges with VPNs. They are not this catch-all bullet. We are in this era right now where our entire thing is everyone's all these, you know, at least a pseudo privacy minded, and so all of these companies are coming up that are alleging to be privacy focused, and the challenge is these allegedly privacy focused companies are still asking for a crap ton of data on you by and large. Now, a lot of your VPN companies aren't doing quite that much. However, remember, a VPN's original purpose was to get you into somebody else's network so that you could utilize network resources. In this instance, you can utilize the internet resources for the thing. A byproduct of this is that organization, whoever you're getting into, has free rein access to everything you are doing. Now, what happened here is there was this game called Gorilla Tag, which I'm guessing you're a bunch of gorillas playing tag. I don't know. I'm becoming a boomer, guys. I have no idea what in the world's going on. But anyway, you could use this. There was a VPN you could use that would allow you to basically change your geolocation, which gives you a boost. Kind of like, you know, if you had a much higher, like a financial industry that's doing stockbroker trading wants to have the absolute fastest internet connection, because the fraction of a second on the trade could mean the difference between hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, the similar thing was going on in this game. So you could use a VPN to move around to different geolocations and allowed you to get in there and win at this game. However, the VPN that was being used for this basically set up a proxy within your system, which is fairly common for some VPNs to do. And that proxy allowed internet users online to utilize your home connection through that VPN. So you use a VPN to change your geolocation, but the VPN works by setting up a proxy that other people could jump in and use that proxy, effectively meaning that all of the traffic that they were doing, whether it was a botnet, whether it was downloading illegal movies or downloads, accessing illegal sites on the internet, had the appearance of coming from your home address. That's how the system worked. So, you know, if you happen to know what this particular VPN is, this is Big Mama VPN. If you happen to, you know, be accused of illegally downloading stuff, you say, well, I was just playing Gorilla Tag and had Big Mama VPN, so somebody else must have done it. Plausible deniability. Isn't that great? So the reality is, though, is that this VPN made up the free VPN app, which is available on the Google Play Store and Android devices. And it also has a proxy network allowing people to buy shared access to real 4G home Wi-Fi IP addresses for as little as 40 cents for 24 hours. Whose IP addresses and 4G Wi-Fi were they using? Yours for using the VPN. So by making that connection, you were transferring your location to a different place, but the side effect of this is that your IP address was being used as a proxy for botnets and other malicious actors, making it look like your home IP address was the one engaging in cybercrime. So that is a fundamental problem. So be careful with VPNs, and they are not a magic bullet. There's places to use them. There's reasons to use them, but they are not a magic bullet for privacy. All of these ignoramuses that know nothing about technology, getting online telling you, oh, you got to use, you protect yourself with this VPN. I'm sorry, they don't know what they're talking about. And the only one that does tend to work the way they say it does perfectly is the geolocation, which does violate the terms of service of your Netflix account. Just saying. Now, some people don't care if they violate that. Just saying. All right. This one here is more of an opinion piece, and this is from Christopher Guyton at Tech Radar, and he says, I'm never going to use voice controls for my tech. Sorry, I don't care how much better it is now thanks to AI. So, of course, this started to roll out, you know, a handful of years ago, where now people can just pick up their phone and send the text message, and it'll record the text message, something like that. And it's always interesting to me that you pick up the phone and then you speak into it and you got to read it. It takes less time to type it for the average person. And when you're dictating into it, all of your voice is being sent up, usually in this case to Google. So all of this data is being collected, used, and analyzed. It's not worth doing. Now, what this person is saying here is that with the AI being crammed in, the voice activation and voice controls on these devices are getting a lot better. You know, I think they're talking more here about talking to Siri on your phone or Bixby on your Samsung or Hey Google on your Google device. Now he says Google wants me to start saying Hey Gemini now. No, thank you. You can get into the sea with that nonsense. I'm not having it. Call me a Luddite. Call me a curmudgeon. Tell me to get with the times. I couldn't care less. I am not going to talk with my tech. And basically, he just kind of gets in here more of like a Luddite type argument, but suggesting that, yes, indeed, the voice controls are getting better because of the AI progress and things like that. In my personal instance, I think anytime you're talking to your phone, you're giving up an element of privacy that I'd rather not give up for that device. And then not only that, but it gets you used to using your technology in that way. It gets you used to, it's kind of a psyop to get you used to talking to the machines. I don't want to talk to the machines. I won't even talk to machines when you call them up on the phone. I just sit there and spam the zero button until eventually it does send you to a customer service person. If the thing doesn't work, the only ones I've seen that don't actually work and send you a customer service agent for spamming the zero button, you swear it at about 3 or 4 times, it also will send you right to it. So the only voice commands I have going directly into computers by my direct hand is vulgarity at a computer that refuses to get me to the person to talk to. And of course that means now you're in a, you know, more angry mood when you get to the person and they wonder, my job sucks. I just deal with mad people all the time. Well, if you pick up the damn phone when we call you, maybe we won't be so mad. Instead of going through 15 lines of talking to a stupid computer, here's a thought for you. Now, I know I've actually had this conversation with somebody. Yes, I do agree that the average people will call without reading the instructions, without thinking about it. It's like, oh, what can I do? Oh, I'm paralyzed. It's a computer. I understand that. But someone like me, I have tried every possible thing beyond it. If I'm calling you, there's a legitimate issue I need to deal with. I used to do this with my clients when they had GoDaddy accounts, and I'd be calling GoDaddy for them. I would answer the call, and I just stop and say, hello, I'm not level one tech. I am a senior level guy. I'm just working on behalf of a client. Escalate me up now. I don't want to talk to you. And oftentimes they would do it. Sometimes they would like, well, what have you tried already? And I'll walk them through. Okay, I tried everything level one is going to have me try. And I even said many times, this is the problem. We just don't have the access to change that. They look at everything and go, oh, yeah, you're right. And I can't do it. Let me escalate you up. You know, it makes more sense to do that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. Anyway, let's move on over to security news next. And first up in the security, this was a fun one here. Hackers are tricking victims into scam yourself attacks with fake tutorials, captchas, and updates. So scam yourself attacks rose by 614%. So this is the well-crafted phishing scams that involved AI in order to better dupe you into doing something like installing malware onto your device. And one of them that was new to me was utilizing like certain types of captchas had malicious elements to it, which was very interesting. Or that might be related to you can hide malware behind a captcha because the scanners for these devices can't get past the malware themselves, which is kind of funny. But this particular type of hack rose 600%. This one actually has an increase in 1,154%. So AI can be weaponized to enhance the attacks by proliferating realistic deepfakes and highly convincing phishing campaigns. So really good AI for emails, and also really good AI for voice and video and things like that. Of course, there was a video, I think it was Visual Ventures I was watching the other day, where it was like the top 10 crimes committed by AI, and they covered the one crime. I remember seeing it when it happened. I can't remember if we talked about it. We might have. But it was the guy that the CFO who made this massive transaction to what he thought was a vendor after having a video conference call. Literally everybody on the video conference call with him was an AI avatar of the real people. It was insane. Totally insane. And so this is where AI is going to destroy us, because it's getting too sophisticated that common people can't tell the difference, but it's still not good enough to be used in the more serious ways where it's deeply beneficial. And so we have some serious issues here. And so this one here, they're using social engineering to deceive millions of people and compromising their own security. Quarter over quarter, there's been 614% rise in Scam Yourself, which use psychological manipulation to trick individuals into unintentionally installing malware on their own devices. So they use fake tutorial videos. So you'll go on and be like, how can I do X? And you'll go to YouTube and then you'll watch some YouTube video and they're like, you know, grab the program from the description down below and you don't know what you're doing otherwise. You just click the button and install the program. And now you've just installed malware on yourself because you went to YouTube for a tutorial. Think about that next time you're using YouTube for tutorials. Be careful. And I know I have done tutorials where I say, here's the software. You know, hopefully those links don't change. I don't know. Anyway, another tactic known as click fix scam deceives victim by presenting a fake technical solution and then instructing users to copy and paste the malicious code. This is why we say it oftentimes in the Linux world. If you're looking at Linux tutorials and it's like copy and paste this into the terminal, make an effort to know what that command does before you copy and paste it into the terminal. Oftentimes on the more legitimate websites for Linux, it will be a good legitimate link, but you do have to be aware of that. Similarly, fake capture prompts have emerged disguised as a standard verification steps, prompting users to paste harmful code into their systems. Fake updates that present themselves as essential software updates are being sent to users loaded with malware disguised to gain administrator privileges. So if you go to a website and says, Edge needs to be updated, click here to update Edge, and you click that button, you've just installed a malicious version of Edge on your system or a piece of malware otherwise. So these types of attacks are on the rise quite dramatically. And now on to our feature one. This one was just a fun one because it's the holidays. Some of you may have family lingering around for a little bit longer. Maybe some of you are the tech people who are lingering with family for a little bit longer and you've taken a break away to hang out with Switch to Linux and watch this video. Thank you for joining us tonight. Anyway, here are some holiday tips for your family members, and I'm going to hopefully remember to add one. In fact, I'm just going to go ahead and add my one first that wasn't mentioned. This is a critical one in light of AI. Have family passwords. Okay, we remember the story about the grandmother who had a granddaughter crying because she was abducted or something, and the guy's like, you know, saying, you need to send me gift cards, and grandma can hear the granddaughter, knows it's her voice crying in the background, please, grandma, please help grandma, you know. And grandma doesn't know what to do, so grandma goes to the store and buys iTunes gift cards or whatever they're scamming people with these days, sends the codes over to them so that the scammers can do this. Now, is the granddaughter really in any risk? No, not at all. And she didn't know that and have a way to know that. So have family passwords for things. I mean, the old days, we would have a family password for, you know, if a kid needs picked up from school, you have the family emergency. And if you'd, you know, because understand this, a lot of kidnappings happen by known people, known family members, known people. That is a reality. And so between the parent and the child, you might have a passcode that if somebody goes to the school and says, oh, I'm supposed to pick you up today, you should have your kid trained. What's the password? And just make sure it's not something that leaks out. Now, in this case of the digital malware, this is something you want extended to the whole extended family. You want grandma to know that if little Sally calls because little Sally is in a Tijuana jail because, you know, she went one day down to Mexico, you know, whatever else the lyrics to that song is, you know, and she gets caught up in the Tijuana jail for gambling. If Sally calls grandma and says, grandma, I need help. Send $100 to the Tijuana jail. Grandma's first instinct should say, what's the password, Sally? And if you have set up a digital password for digital malware scams, you are going to stop a lot of family frustration. So make sure you're doing that. And that is not in this particular article. Now, this article did have a few other options. Talk to your family members about setting up a password manager. You might see a list of passwords laying around in grandma's computer book. That might be okay because right now grandma has a greater risk of getting hacked online than somebody busting in the door and stealing the passwords. You might suggest to grandma to hide that a little bit better. So if somebody does happen to bust in, they don't steal a book of passwords that's just sitting out next to the computer. But using a password manager is a simple thing to do, and I would recommend you tell your family members, don't use these online ones, even Bitwarden. I don't trust it. I don't want all my passwords online. I don't know. It's just hashes. Yeah, but those hashes are all you need to get into the system. Right? Use KeePass XC for good free open source password manager. It works across platform, and I recognize it's not cloud based, so it's harder to sync them across your computer and your phone and every other device. Well, the people that are not tech people, they probably don't have more than one, maybe two devices at most. KeePass XC is going to be perfectly fine. And then here's another fun thing you might want to do. Make sure that the all those passwords are in there, but then make sure that the master password for that KeePass file is in the will. You don't want to have mom die somehow and then nobody knows how to get into any of the stuff and you'll lose access to all these accounts because nobody can get into the password manager. This is the advantage of having the little book. Okay, so it could go either way. If it is a little book, make sure it's well hidden, but password managers are definitely the better option, and I would recommend any offline KeePass password manager like KeePass XC. Multi-factor authentication can save the day. This is becoming less of a thing. Remember, they force us on us like, this is going to solve all the problems. And now MFA hacks are very commonplace, especially the way that they're doing them with, you know, a lot of them are doing still using text messaging based systems, you know, so all the telcos have, you know, which are all breached. China's in there roaming around. They got their little gizmos been dropped with several water and given lots of food after midnight. There's all these gremlins running around and all the telecom companies that the FBI and all these guys are saying, use encrypted communication. Meanwhile, here's everybody. So like, I'll send you an SMS message. Great. China has your codes, right? MFA, though, of course, that's if you're doing text messaging MFA. Of course, you have your authenticator apps and things like that. Even these, they're very easy to get around these days. In some instances, it's better to have it than to not have it. It is really good if you can say, hey, get a YubiKey, bring your YubiKeys, show everybody what it is, show them how it works, and say all of your accounts that you can do this, use this as the means to get in. It's a simple hardware key. Get two of them, of course. You know, and it works with all the major accounts. You know, Microsoft, Google, Meta, they all use these keys. It's great. Just use the keys. And then a lot of other organizations will as well. You can use that KeePass XC for your authenticator app. So it'll work as that as well. So there are a lot here. This one here is gets close to what we opened with the passwords. Be politely paranoid on the phone. The wave of spam texts, calls, and email notifications designed to social engineer users into visiting malicious websites or giving away logins and personal data. Just remind your family members that none of these organizations are going to call or text you and ask for account information. The only rare exceptions you might get on that is a bank might call you for a suspicious fraudulent transaction or a suspected fraudulent transaction, we should say. So oftentimes letting the call go to voicemail can be an effective way of avoiding scams or frauds. Even with caller ID, phone calls inherently make it difficult to know for sure who is a person speaking. This is where the passwords can come into play right here. Being politely paranoid, way of verifying people or companies say they are by contacting them back using a different method of communication before ever handing over information. And I've done this. I've told this story before at least once. But I actually had somebody did steal a credit card number. It was a debit card number. And my bank calls me and says, hey, it's like, we're trying to reach so-and-so. Can you read off your number? I'm like, no, I'll call you back. So I hang up the phone, I take the card out, and I call the number on the back of the card, and it was actually legit. It was actually the bank that was the one calling me. So that was actually cool. So overall, the overall point being is that though some instances you will, like government, they will never call you on the phone. If it's like the IRS, this is the IRS, you got to give us gift cards or we're going to send you to jail. Now, we have seen cases where scammers say they're the IRS, and when the people push back, then the scammers swatted the people. We have seen that before, and that was a while ago. And so, yeah, there are ways around this, but just be aware, the IRS is not going to call you on the phone unless you've explicitly set up an appointment for them to call you on the phone. Even that, it's kind of rare. And so with that, just make sure that you have your password managers, you have your MFA, and you are polite with the phone. And I would throw in, use the password system, because that's going to save a lot of grief. With that, let's go ahead and have a look at our AI news next. And first up in AI, Google Chrome is reportedly going to get more powerful Gemini AI capabilities. So this is actually something that is making its way in the Chromium code. So this might be something affecting us using Chromium, not necessarily Chrome. So maybe we need to start pushing that ungoogled Chromium more often than not. So there is, of course, a Chromium. The Chromium Garrett code is basically like Git for there. Is it Glick? I don't know. It's either Glick or Garrett. It was Garrett. Garrett is effectively like a Git for Google Chrome updates. And this one here, the project is called Glick. So this is the abbreviation for Gemini Live in Chrome. And the idea is that they're going to start cramming all of this Gemini AI inside of Chrome. So now we just can't go anywhere without AI. Can I help? Can I help? Dave, can I help? Dave, I would like to help. 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 We need a go to hell universally button for all AI. That would be an excellent thing. So stay tuned out for that. Just be aware that Google Chrome is going to start cramming this, and we might actually see it in Chromium as well. Yikes. Speaking about more yikes, if you happen to be a student in Arizona, a school, I believe the cutoff ranges was 4th through 8th grade, they are going to be doing an AI curriculum where your school is your child's teacher is only AI. Now, there are a few things I can sort of get behind until I got to the bottom and saw that this was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So, of course, we know that it's entirely designed to propagate your children or propagandize your children. However, that being said, there is some interesting stuff. First, I found interesting, this is already out in Texas. Arizona just approved it 4-3 margin. And the company doing it is also trying to get it working in Arkansas and Utah. So instead of having an 8-hour school day of worthlessness, which is so insanely pushed out and propagated in absurdity to the point it's like your children have to be at school so many hours. Well, the whole last week of school before Christmas, I guarantee if you ask your kids, they watched movies and played games. It's probably better to just spend the time at home with your family. But this takes a different approach. 2 hours a day. That's all your education is. And they are using Khan Academy and IXL, which I've never heard of that one. So Khan Academy, of course, has is a place where you can go and watch just tons of content, mostly STEM type content for free. Really nice stuff. And this AI system utilizes those, works with your child for 2 hours a day, and then it's going to analyze response time, time spent on tasks, and emotional cues in order to optimize the data being taught. So the idea is that they believe that they can teach the child on the same level as our regular, you know, whatever is it, 6 to 8 hour school day in only 2 hours time. And by you know, moving much more quickly over the things the kids completely get and slowing down for the things they don't get. So on this, there's a lot of really interesting stuff in here. My biggest concerns, number one, Bill and Melinda Gates having their fingers in it, that's kind of a no-go for me. I'd be like, no, I don't think so. And the second major problem I have is the amount of data that the AI can have about your child, because the information that the school system can learn about your child while they are learning is extraordinarily robust. And I am not interested in a circumstance where the company behind this or the AI can have access to any of this type of data. So if we could take this type of data and like the type of training program, feed into it the courses that we want on a local closed loop system that can't get out onto the internet and doesn't have Bill and Melinda Gates fingers all over it, we can take this and train our kids with this material. This is a really great thing on a FOSS technology that we control locally. But as far as a big company that having access to this data, it's kind of a no-go for me. But it is certainly an interesting approach, an interesting program. So there's that. Well, if you're going to help support the channel, we are promoting today my new book, Code Red. This is a collection of short stories from last year's season. And so you can have a look at the website tlm.li/code red. And we have several of the links over there. It's not all exclusive. I know there's more links there. Haven't had a chance to update it yet. But anywhere you buy a book online, a print book, ebook, or audiobook, you can find Code Red. You can search it up with that and my last name there, Thomas Morosky, and you can find that copy of that book. As far as the supporters, the next short story is underway. I'm feeling it. It's great. So stay tuned for that. And with that, we will head on over to business news next. All right, that was 26 minutes, a little bit longer than I wanted to go. But anyway, I hope it was good and fun, useful information. All right, 43, you watching on Zatubies. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with us. Let's see if I can remember where I was, because I don't think I marked my spot, sadly. Let's see. Been hearing good things about Rhino. All right, pounce on the like button like a Van Panther. Cost of operating running off solar must be very low. Minus gas. My cost of operation is very low. And I did not have to run the engine this week, just because, you know, I wasn't using the big computer. So now that I'm back to the big computer, I have about 2 more weeks before the inflection point, maybe 3 more weeks before the inflection point comes back and I can start being a lot more comfortable. So in about 3 weeks, we shall hopefully see the Linux news come back as well and we can be on a little bit longer. But yeah, it is very, fairly low cost. You know, a lot of games and services will boot if you detect, will boot if they detect you are on a VPN. Games and services will not boot if they detect you on a VPN. Is that what you meant to say? I'm not sure. VPN is way cheaper than Netflix these days. There you go. VPN is good for hanging out with Jack Sparrow and his best friend Cody. Yeah. Jack Sparrow and Cody, they are good buddies. Good buddies. Let's see. I use one to prevent my ISP from selling activity. That is a legitimate reason for the ISP, for the VPN, is if you trust the VPN company more than the ISP. But to give up to one means the other one has it. I'm in Paradise, Newfoundland, off the northeast coast of Canada, and internet is better than anything I've seen in Texas. Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny? Well, of course, maybe they prioritize it, because what the hell else are you supposed to do on that glacier? We got to have good internet. We ain't going outside. get that. You can be a legitimate use as long as you can trust the VPN. Yep. That's Proton. Yep. VPN I've used before. Seem all right. Company, though, whatever I'm doing, I'm not worried about a company learning. They might make... might like my YouTube history anyway. Don't get me started on captures. I was fighting with them. Things constantly past week on my distro lineup. Yep. When in doubt, just Google the software's name to research the sites. Yep. If grandma's dumb enough to do that without calling the parents first, she needs to be hauled off to the old folks' home. don't feed the fire. Don't Google. Friends don't let friends Google. Come on. Well, Startpage and DuckDuckGo, Google was just faster to say search engine, yeah. You could just say internet search. I know, Google is faster than internet search. Do an internet search, Google it. I feel it, man. Man, Google did a good thing. All right. Let's see. Often when I do fresh installs nowadays, too, Google never fails to look up something quickly and alive. Yeah. Usually, if I'm on a distro, it's, you know, it's defaulting to Google. We're just going to use it that way. I can say Google is getting more useless every time I log into the site. Found Startpage to work quite well for text search the other day. So it's Google for now, but I'm slowly migrating off. I even got Wi-Fi 7 to work on Debian 12.8. No. Mentioned the Chinese and Gremlin in the movie. Gremlin is from China, where the old Chinese man had it in the cage. Yes. Yeah, that whole movie, depending on your interpretations, that whole movie might be very racist. I don't know. The whole thing is about Chinese gremlins messing with everything. That is the context of the movie, and it was of course written back in that time when the overseas production was just getting started, and Made in America was, you know, the good stuff, and everything else was just cheap garbage. Some things may or may not have changed. I don't know. I think everything is cheap garbage now. I don't know. AI is becoming more annoying than Clippy. That's right. Government doesn't belong in education. That's parents' responsibility. Well, neither does Bill and Melinda Gates. let's see. Program something on a Linux system. You'll brick your install in minutes. Yeah, let's see. Ask how to program something on a Linux system. Wow. Depends on massive data centers. When the internet is taken down, then it becomes useless. Offline AI would be useless. No, there's actually, it is possible to do some of the offline AI and train it on limited data sets. It is possible to do that. Have you ever looked into making a provender electrical generation system to charge your batteries 24 hours a day for free? I have never heard of that, but I have a sneaky suspicion it probably is not the utopia you think it is. But yeah, I don't know. So let me know what you're talking about. The only thing gaming costs the player is lifetime. There you go. 42 watching on the ZTubies. We got 10 currently watching on Odyssey, and right now it's just still me and Ivan over there hanging out alone over on Odyssey. Whoa, $200 Rumble Rant from AG Main. First support for 2025. Good luck for collecting it before 2026. I should actually collect it early. I think last time I crossed the threshold, they paid me without a problem. I will let you know. Thank you for your support. That is a wonderful, generous gift. I appreciate that. Helps keep things running. All right, let's see. Don't Caution of the Wind, Unicorn Desktop Codium. Let's see, just did. I thought Apple Intelligence stayed on the phone. I have no idea. I have no idea. It might. The Apple one might be fairly safe. The Google one, definitely I would not. Tom uses an abacus to save power. I have an abacus-like device down here. Where is my abacus-like device? If I can find my abacus-like device. Ah. Dollar store calculator, baby. That's about as close to an abacus as we can get. So I have WireGuard with my buddy's OpenSense. Works well. Yeah. I was going to do a WireGuard once, but the biggest computer that I use the VPN on is MX Linux, and I'm not using systemd. So I can't use WireGuard without systemd. Virgin Media in UK still uses IPv4 with Signet, so my public address is shared with hundreds of neighbors. Ah, there you go. When the internet goes down, there is ham radio. All right. Let's see. All right. We are going to leave our comments there. Magnetic repulsion to turn a small alternator that lasts till the bearings run out. Okay. Ivan, can you send that to me on Matrix or somewhere where I can get it? I do not have a pen or anything handy to grab that. Anyway, I'll look into it. All right, let's go ahead and dive on into the business news. Wow, we might actually finish on time. That one was about 25 minutes. I'm going to try and wrap this section up in like 15. That's where we're shooting for 15 minutes here. Can we do it? All right, and I need this one. First up in business news, we talked about the Moxie robot. Remember, this is the $800 emotional support robot that was going to instantly die, leaving your children completely emotionally devastated for all eternity. You know, they'll be like serial killers, you know, Ted Bundy style in the prison. What was the point in time that you knew you were going to become a serial killer? When Moxie stopped working. Okay. Well, good news. Moxie is, they have listened to people and they are open sourcing it. They have an application called Open Moxie, which you can get onto the site and port onto your Moxie robot now, allowing an open source community to take over Moxie. So if anybody has access to one of these Moxies and doesn't have anything to do with it, send it on over to Wendell at Level One Tech. He actually said on the video that if somebody has one, to send it to him because he would be glad to work with this. This is something that he would love to work with. And of course, he'd be a great person to run some of the software with. And so that is really good news for us that we are actually getting that. So they're not completely killing everything. They are still looking for a buyer, but even if they don't have a buyer, they are open sourcing the software, allowing at least the community to keep these robots working for as long as possible. So that is actually really good news. And secondly, in the business news, Yoast's former CEO calls for a federated approach to the WordPress repository. Now, I have resisted covering the WordPress drama as it has been unfolding. If you have a website based on WordPress, you want to listen up for a little bit. The big challenge we have is WordPress, which is an open source software, but it has a company attached to it. They have licensed the name WordPress. Originally, they did not license WP, but then they tried to license WP when another company became about as big, if not bigger than WordPress itself, called WP Engine, utilizing a customized WordPress, which is perfectly fine to do because WordPress is an open source project. And the CEO of WordPress, Matt Mullenweg, who needs to resign, Matt Mullenweg comes out and tries to do all sorts of crazy, weird, and abusive things to shut down WP Engine. They got involved in this very public court case where finally, just a little bit before Christmas, the courts came down and said, hey, Matt, I'm sorry, this is an open source project. You can't do what you're doing. You cannot cripple these people's organization. You can't trademark something that they have used for a long time that you didn't have the foresight to trademark. Effectively, all the chips go into WordPress Engine. And Matt Mullenweg, effectively, what he did is he blocked WP Engine from accessing things and hostilely took over one of their software packages. So there's all these plugins in WordPress, and one of those that for some god awful reason a lot of people use Advanced Custom Fields, which I find to be the stupidest application ever. And it serves no purpose because you can code custom fields very easily into your functions file, and it would be infinitely better than the insecure nonsense that they do. But they just decided that since this was a plugin that millions of websites use and they were mad at the developer of it, they literally took it over, changed it on their name, and updated everybody's and forced new code, which WordPress has been doing more often lately. WordPress has been installing applications without your knowledge or consent periodically here and there. They've been doing interesting things like this. And right after the judge said, no, you got to open it back up, he decides that instead of doing any of that nonsense, they're just going to take a break for the holidays. So a WordPress project is no longer accepting bug reports, new subscribers to their forums, or reviews. So Yoast, which is one of the top SEO applications for WordPress, the former CEO of this said, yeah, WordPress needs to be federated, and other people are calling for Matt Mullenweg to be removed from all positions, because effectively you have an open source project where one tyrannical psychopath actually has sheer control and has done things like boot off entire organizations from using the core of your code and taking over software that they wrote inside of your system. This guy has serious problems, so I'm going to join my voice in saying Matt Mullenweg needs to be removed from WordPress. But in response to all this nonsense, some of these, this guy and actually another person at the same time doesn't appear coordinated. They all came out. This is Karim Marashu from Crowd Favorite CEO. I'm not sure who that is. But they are both calling for the ousting of Matt Mullenweg because he is doing things seriously damaging the reputation. Of course, he's the idiot that just a couple weeks ago decided that if you wanted to log into WordPress.org, you had to agree that pineapple on pizza is a good thing. It's like, where are the adults in the room over here? And so these guys are calling for a federated approach. Let's say, okay, we got to remove WordPress from a single point source of origin because this is getting ridiculous. This is an open source project that one tyrannical psychopath has full control over somehow. It's weird. And so, you know, if you want to do an open source project, you have to recognize open source means open source, my friend. Period. Can't do much about that. All right. And of course, we couldn't go without talking about the Honey scam. I'm assuming most of you have seen the Honey scam already. Lots of people did it. Some ordinary gamers did it. I don't remember if Mental Outlaw did one or not. I think he did. Of course, who is the original guy? I should have thrown his Megalag did his original video. Actually, apparently he has a couple more videos that are yet to come out, unless some have come out since then. But effectively, Honey, it's been around for a while. It was a browser extension that when you go to buy something online, it would browse the internet and find, they would go out and they'd find coupon codes and apply coupon codes to give you, quote unquote, the best deal. Now, this was a scam on every single level. Number one, anybody who had the Honey browser extension installed and was using it, if you thought you were supporting a creator with an affiliate link, so like we have affiliate links for Mint Mobile and A2 Hosting and a few other ones, you know, we have a few here at Switch to Linux. And if you're like, I really want to support Switch to Linux without having to pay money directly, but I know I need this service, click the affiliate link. I'm paying the same amount for the service and a portion of that sale is going to go and help Switch to Linux. Great. Awesome. Thank you. But if you had Honey installed, you would click the button. I would have the cookie in there that provides the affiliate credit. But then once you clicked the Honey button, it would rewrite those affiliate codes, and Honey would get the credit, not me. And so thousands, hundreds of millions, possibly, of people thought they were supporting their favorite creators, and instead all that money went to Honey instead. Now, that's what they were doing on their end. On the consumer end, you could have a 40% off coupon that's legitimate, and you click the Honey button, and it removes the 40% coupon and applies a 5% coupon instead. Because that's the only one that Honey officially sees. And it won't let you go back and re-add the other one. It was insane. And then, of course, all this scammy stuff. And you can imagine, yes, this is a company owned by PayPal. So I hope that there is a massive, massive class action lawsuit where PayPal ends up having to pay hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, for the scam that they propagated on the internet stores, on the creators, on all of the people involved. But this is heinous nonsense that they were doing. So if you have the Honey extension and you are wanting to support other creators, do yourself a favor and uninstall the Honey extension right now. Go up there, get rid of it. It is destroying any support you thought you were giving to your favorite creators online. That is insane. All right, so let's go on over to Sillyville next. First up in Sillyville, we did hear about this TikTok prankster who decided to go into Walmart, steal some bed bug and flea killer and start spraying it on this Walmart food. And then, like a complete buffoon, post the video to TikTok. Now, probably the only saving grace he had is after everybody in his comments absolutely thrashed him, he decided to go turn himself in. So he basically goes into Walmart, tells Walmart what he did. They pulled all the food off the market. I don't know if anybody bought any of the contaminated food, but eventually the police issued an arrest warrant. He turned himself right in. Basically he's arrested on several charges. Most of them were misdemeanors. Only one of them was a felony. It was like the lowest level felony. Did you know that in the state of Arizona, intentionally poisoning somebody is just a super low level felony? It's just a class 6. That is insanely ridiculous. This guy shoplifted from a store and then intentionally sprayed poison over food that were being fed to millions, not millions. I mean, this is Arizona. This is Phoenix, Arizona area, Mesa, Arizona. We're talking that store probably reasonably would have, let's say, 10 to 30,000 people going through it per day. That's not unreasonable in that area. That's a busy place. All right. And so this is a guy who could very well have poisoned something that if he had put that stuff and somebody was just giving, maybe some very clean food person buys up the lettuce from the organic section and makes their own baby food and then serves that to their baby, it could actually kill the baby. I'm sorry, Arizona, you need to change something, because a guy intentionally stealing poison and then intentionally spraying it on food for sale should be way hell of a lot more of a felony than a class 6. This should be class 1, class A. You are so screwed. Go throw yourself in jail for the next 50 years because you're clearly not capable of walking around the planet with the rest of us. But anyway, at least he was arrested and, you know, he's going to have to pay some restitution. Of course, his TikTok channel has millions of views. So he's making, I think they said, between $6,000 and $10,000 a month from this YouTube channel where he just does stupid, silly pranks. I'm sorry. I think a condition of this guy's conviction, you're not allowed to go on the internet. Treat him like a pedophile. Okay. I'm sorry. You have demonstrated complete irrational irresponsibility when utilizing computer systems, poisoning possibly thousands of people for a TikTok prank. I'm sorry, this guy should not be allowed on the internet anymore. If he walks among us, he should have the exact same restrictions as some pedo. No more internet access for you, you psychopath. Not sure why this is Sillyville, other than I really did want to mention that some people are really stupid with using these platforms. And hey, maybe this is a good argument for banning TikTok. Of course, now we have to contend with YouTube Shorts, which is about just as mind-rotting. Brain-rotting, I guess I must say. That is one of those words of the year, right? All right, this guy ran 700 miles to create a 20 8-second animation from this fitness app. Now, this is the same fitness app we talked about before that is being banned by the military now. This is Strava, because basically anybody can see what you're doing and where you are and things like this. So what this guy did here is he created this. I'm going to mute the audio because I don't know if that's copyrighted or not. But he ran 700 miles to create this animation that when he just feeds his feed in, it basically produces this dancing dude. So, yeah, totally epic, right? So there's the morning run, night run. Yeah, there you go. So basically the guy is just running and mapping his run specifically just to do that. Very fascinating. Now, not to be outdone, a group of guys put this together over, where is this? This is over in UK, right? So, yeah, excellent stuff. There you go. All right. I am adding this to my list of places to visit, because traveling around the country, this is in Indiana. There is a donut shop. Now, I love working on my short stories in donut shops and ice cream shops. I mean, most of these short stories, most of Code Red is written in donut shops or ice cream shops. I got to say it, or park benches. This is a donut shop in Indiana that is using a Commodore 64 as its cash register 42 years after the Commodore 64 is out. Yeah. If it ain't broke, make donuts. Yeah. So these guys apparently are still using, they have a, I don't know if this is an official picture of that or if this is from, this looks like it's just from RetroTech, so just a basic setup. But this donut shop is still using a Commodore 64 to run all its register systems. I guarantee that thing's hackproof. For a long time, we never saw any data breaches out of Lowe's. That's because they were using DOS until recently. Now that they're on something modern, I bet we're going to see security breaches in Lowe's. I don't know. But anyway, this donut shop in Indiana, so it's, if you're wondering where it is just east of Indianapolis. So next year, I might have to drive through central Indiana as it is. I am going to try to remember to make it a point to stop at this donut shop and buy donuts on the Commodore 64 computer. And then I will sit down and write a short story, short science fiction story, maybe about, you know, ancient computers or something. I don't know. And on to our last story in Sillyville. T-Mobile, how ironic, T-Mobile. T-Mobile launches a backup strategy plan for business owners on the very day it suffered its biggest data breach or data outage of 2024. Not breach. They breach a lot, but this was an outage. So they had a massive data outage, and the outage happened on the very day that they rolled out this backup plan specifically designed to be a backup for when your internet outage has happened. So if your internet, your home internet goes down, you need to stay functioning. Use our 5G system as your backup for all of your internet needs. And on the very day they release that, the whole system comes crashing down. I don't know. I think we have irony here. That is definitely what one might call irony. Well, with that, if you want to help support the channel, we do have a locals page, switchlinux.locals.com. You can jump on over there. We do post the short stories and some other fun things over there on locals. With that, guys, thank you for watching, and I hope that you enjoy switching to Linux. Woohoo! 1 minute over goal. Awesome. all right, that grocery store one is one that pushed us over our time here, but we're actually doing pretty good on time. That's good. Let's see, magnetic repulsion system. They go, also called a magnetic generator. Yeah, I'll look to see if some such thing is viable. I don't know. Speaking of calculators, it's crazy how the school system still tries to make kids buy expensive TI calculators with 20, 30 year old plus parts in them. Yeah, I know. Missed it. Was chatting on Matrix for a moment. What? Can you use anything that depends on systemd and MX Linux, including WireGuard without systemd? I, off the top of my head, I don't know. I just have had a lot of experience with OpenVPN, so I just said I'm using OpenVPN. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I wish there was a way to block these stupid Temu ads. AdBlock Plus, or actually uBlock Origin tends to do a good job. Find Audacious to be an excellent piece of software, has a terminal mode, and can run MIDI and mod files. There you go. Sounds like a lot of open source organizations that Lunduke has covered over the past years. There you go. Whoa. There's a tech Jew on my bed. No, I'm kidding. All right. Let's see. I have Honey, and I've never used it for affiliate links, just directly on websites to get coupon codes. And it worked for me, saving me a bit off my JLab hearing aids. There you go. What? Okay. Polish guy here drinking Polish beer. Well, cheers to you, my friend. I will drink some Irish cream coffee. Honey's just selling your data and giving you a cut, really. Yep. I usually ignore anything that's too good to be true. Yep, never used Honey. I will always do my comparative shopping. Reminds me of those idiots who would open up ice cream, lick the tops, and put them back in the freezer. Yeah, that's just disgusting. But the bug spray could possibly kill somebody. Something feels sick. Not sure. Probably my flavored water. Those powder packets. Yeah, those powdered packets are not particularly good. All right, what about sitting in public places and writing sparks creatively? Oh, I thought Commodore fan would like that Commodore computer. You got to make a pilgrimage to Indiana then. Lowe's actually used Red Hat back in the late 90s and early 2000s. Yeah. Let's see. Since I missed what you wanted me to send you, I just do the chat paste. Oh, that's fine. No, it was the Pervender from Christopher Noble, the Pervender with the small alternator revolving magnets, infinite power loop thing. I don't know. I'm on my phone, Pooter locked up, scanning bad SSD. Oh, no. If you have an SSD that's going bad, back up all the data off it immediately. You will lose that thing very, very soon. Logged out of my Android YouTube app. Not as easy to do as one would think. 48 watching on ZTubies. We got 11 currently watching over on Odyssey. Hey, Slowly Going Sane has joined us. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you as well. Best book on Linux? I have never read a book on Linux. Couldn't tell you. Let's see. And Tech Board, my earnings from that guy's TikTok account should be permanently seized and donated. Force the guy to get a real job because of his malicious stupidity. Yeah, there you go. Seize it. There you go. 23 watching on Rumble. Been licensed since 1985, but mostly inactive other than some APRS stuff. I'm thinking you're talking about ham radios, right? Yep, ham radios, yep. Love to be licensed, but can't afford the equipment I'd want to use. Just start with something cheap. Always build into it later. So long, I forget the specs, but I'd want to be able to use my own small tower, but I'm in a condo. Oh, yeah, that's right. Shooting small, helping complex stuff. Just build yourself a little bunker somewhere, you know? Attic, put an antenna up there. There you go. Ground floor, 3-floor building. Oh, man. Love my call sign, though. Going to keep renewing my license just for that. QURB. Not giving out the numbers, though. Yep. Let's see. C64 8-bit computers are awesome. Miss those days, indeed. All right. We have a couple final comments over here on Zatubies, and then I will go ahead and grab... I will feed the beasts. I always keep a backup NVMe SSD and SATA SSD, so if I need more of my systems backup, yep. Tool recommendation for creating a system image of a drive with Cubes 4 install. I have never tried it, but I don't see why CloneZilla wouldn't do it, being as that you can do a whole disk clone. And on all the times I did a whole disk clone on anything else that was likewise encrypted was not a problem at all. Use new pipe, but no commenting. Plus, I need to set a script to change VPN. SSD is backed up. Just bad blocking because... Oh, okay, that's good. That's good. New place and think about what I want to do with it. Oh, yeah. QRB the curb. All right, let's go ahead and see if I can't rustle up a kitty cat or two. I got to turn off this, and I got to turn off that start loop. There we are. All right, let's go ahead and see if I can't rustle up a kitty cat or two. Hey, kitties. Hey, kitty. You want some kitty treats?
Do you want some kitty treats? Kitty treats. Come on, kitty. Come on. Are you too lazy for kitty treats right now? I know it's hot, but you can come up here for kitty treats.
Yes, you can.
There you go. And let's see. There we go. Hey, buddy. Go on, kitty treat. Yeah. One more for the camera, right over here. Yeah.
All right, the kitties have been fed, and now he's like, I'm getting back off this bed because it's hot up there. So anyway, guys, thank you all for watching. We will be back, like I said, we will be back Tuesday or Wednesday with regular videos. With that, thank you all for watching, and I hope that you enjoy switching to Linux.